Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, February 16th. A Northern Michigan prosecutor says she won't challenge a decision from the State Court of Appeals. The ruling says Michigan judges cannot ban medical marijuana cardholders from using cannabis while they're on probation. Rick Pluta reports.
Grand Traverse County prosecutor Noelle Muggenberg says she agrees with the court's reasoning, and so the case will stop here. Michael Tuohy is a medical marijuana consultant and cardholder who challenged the terms of a probation order. He said the decision makes clear
that if you have an active and valid card registered with the state, that you would be allowed to continue to use medical marijuana even while on probation.
Michigan voters legalized medical marijuana in 2008. The unanimous Michigan Appeals Court decision applies statewide but does not affect federal cases. I'm Rick Pluta.
A national auto insurance study shows that rates in Michigan declined more than any other state last year. Nationally, rates decreased by 4%, while in Michigan they dropped by 18%. Nicole Beck is an insurance agent and spokesperson for The Zebra, the insurance comparison site that conducted the study. She says Michigan legislation that went into effect in July impacted the cost of insurance.
Now Michigan residents are not as required to have quite as much insurance. And so when you don't have as much insurance, it's generally cheaper for your policy.
The law allows drivers with health insurance to opt out of paying for medical coverage on their car insurance bill. Despite the price drop, the study found Michigan still has some of the highest insurance rates in the country. The state is planning to host informational sessions to help older residents better access information related to COVID-19 online. The state has partnered with the technology education company called Get Set Up. Dr. Alexis Travis is the Senior Deputy Director with Aging and Adult Services for the State Health Department. She says the company hires older adults to teach other older adults about navigating in the digital space.
The older adult population also suffers from social isolation. Prior to the pandemic, this was a concern, but it's only gotten worse since the pandemic began. And so it's another way where people can connect with other older adults.
Travis says other classes include topics such as telehealth medicine and Zoom meetings. All of these classes are free, and we have more information about them on our website, radio.wcmu.org. About 79,000 food and agricultural workers in Michigan will become eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine as of March 1st. That's under new guidance from the State Health Department. Deanna Marine is with the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. She says the announcement is excellent news.
We know that food and agricultural workers are on the front lines. They're keeping us fed, and they've disproportionately been impacted by the coronavirus. So we're really glad to see this change.
Marine adds that immigration status won't be a factor in eligibility for the vaccine. Michigan legislative Republicans have introduced their COVID-19 relief plans. They say oversight is needed, so their plan would roll out money meant for small businesses, workers, and schools slowly. Michigan would miss out on millions in federal money meant for things like rent assistance if the GOP plan is adopted. The liberal-leaning Committee to Protect Medicare says state Republicans need to hurry up. Dr. Rob Davison is a West Michigan physician and director of the group. He says now is not the time to go with the cheaper option.
When you go to a doctor with a life-threatening condition, you want the best treatment possible, not the cheapest treatment, to get you back to normal. The fact is, you cannot nickel and dime your way out of a pandemic.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan would dish out the money quickly to aid vaccine distribution and get schools ready for in-person instruction, in addition to getting money to small businesses. In our forecast, snow will gradually come to an end this morning across the mid-Michigan region. For the northern lower, some scattered snow showers this morning, clearing this afternoon. And for the UP and Ontario, mostly sunny today. Highs statewide will be in the middle teens, -9 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.